You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. So this book is the synthesis of what I've learned in 14 years as Editor-in-Chief of Chicken Soup for the Soul. During that time, I have read tens of thousands of stories from people who have bared their souls and talked about what worked and what didn't work in their lives. And I'm excited to share some great examples of what does work in this collection. And today I'm going to talk about one of those 10 keys to happiness, which is the importance of getting outside in nature. We get a lot of stories about going outside, and I think the number of stories we get has gone up during the pandemic, probably because the pandemic has caused people to focus more on what they can do safely and what they can do while at home, and they've rediscovered the outdoors. Everyone seems to find peace and perspective in being outside, watching the animals that we share the planet with and realizing that life goes on around us no matter what we're going through. So in our first story, J.C. Sullivan tells us that she lived in Los Angeles. So you would think that she would have gone to the beach all the time. But LA is pretty big, so it would take JC an hour to get to the beach and then 2 hours to get home in rush hour traffic. Anyway, she lived more inland, right next to Griffith Park, which is known for its vistas and hiking and equestrian trails. But she wasn't taking advantage of these wonderful trails at all. Finally, one of her friends said this was ridiculous, and she would drive the hour to JC's place and take her hiking on the trails that were right in her backyard. And it worked. Somehow that broke down JC's resistance. She loved the hike and she started going every day without her phone. She says it was like a walking meditation. She would think, she would learn lines for her acting jobs, and she would dream up topics for her freelance writing. She says that regular hiking reduced her stress and allowed her to eat dessert without worrying about it. She says, without realizing it, I'd been practicing Japanese Shinrin Yoku, or forest bathing, spending time in the woods, truly appreciating nature. Shinrin Yoku has been proven to have all kinds of health benefits, reducing stress, lowering heart rate and blood pressure, and boosting the immune system. In 1982, Japan even made it part of their national health plan. Because much of my hike went through wooded areas, I truly believed my daily forest bathing, breathing in the beauty of nature, made me more creative.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Anne Morrow is another writer in our book who reported on the benefits of taking a regular walk or hike. She was going through a rough patch when hiking turned things around for her. She says, on the morning of my 45th birthday, I stood at the bathroom mirror and stared at a reflection that startled me. You have a problem, I said to the woman glaring back at me. Resentment and fear showed in her eyes. She was angry with me, and I was disappointed in her. Anne says she had just been through a decade of hard work, travel, and staggering stress. She had evolved into someone she didn't like very much, and she had also lost her creativity and had stopped writing. She was depressed, and she was having trouble with alcohol, too. And she was physically unhealthy. She had put on weight, her knees and back ached, and she had trouble sleeping. She wanted to find her old self again. And that morning, after looking at her unfamiliar self in the mirror and having an argument with her husband, she decided to reclaim control of her life. She walked outside, not expecting to go for a walk. But before she knew it, she was a mile from home, and she was walking along, putting one foot in front of the other, and not thinking about the argument with her husband or anything that was bothering her. She turned around and walked home, and she was filled with hope. Hope that she could start over, find herself again, and regain her creativity too. She enrolled in a program to help her stop drinking, and then she purchased a fitness tracker and a new pair of sneakers. She says, "It was the beginning of a journey that would eventually lead me to someone I'd been dying to meet. Me. By March, there was a noticeable difference in my outward appearance, but the real changes were happening on the inside. As the weeks passed, I transitioned from sidewalks to walking paths to narrow, winding mountain trails. And by summer, my new addiction was fresh air and altitude." Anne found herself thinking differently on those hikes, finding new stories to tell and new ideas to write about. She used meditation and mindfulness as she hiked, focusing on the rhythmic crunch, crunch, crunch of the trail under her shoes and the whisper of the wind through the pines. She got in touch with nature. She found her gratitude. And she transformed physically, too, losing 30 pounds and getting fit. She says, "The trail saved my life. It made me sane, made me strong, and helped me find myself again." Now Anne hikes regularly, and she writes regularly, too. She's back to being the person she used to be, creative, happy, and free of all that stress. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it on Amazon and wherever books are sold. And if you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and you will get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And now, let me tell you about our next episode. I'm very excited about this one, and here's why. Have you ever told someone, "Oh, you're strong, you've got this," when they were going through a rough time? Did you know that that might have been quite an unwelcome comment? Join me for our next episode when I talk about toxic positivity and other things that you might be doing wrong by accident with Dr. Brooke Schneider and Dr. Nicole Lewis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.